A quick look now at how the recession is quite literally derailing some pretty sensible ideas around the United States. At a moment when politicians are talking about upgrading infrastructure, making mass transit more available, funds are being cut and services curtailed on even the most practical-seeming routes and arteries. In the past 2 weeks, New Jersey Transit has cut 31 weekday trains. Cleveland, Ohio is getting a 12% cut in service, including layoffs. Joining us now is Nathaniel Johnson, transportation reporter for KALW Public Radio in San Francisco. Good morning, Nathaniel.
Good morning.
Let's talk about Caltrain, the commuter rail service, the seemingly lucrative Silicon Valley corridor. It's facing budget and service cuts despite the fact that ridership is at an all-time high. So if Caltrain can't make it happen, what's in store for the rest of us?
Well, that's the question. They've actually said that it may fail. It's really in a dire situation. So I think all of us are looking at this. It's indicative of the larger picture, as you just said.
Well, you know, let's look at the demographics. I mean, this is very, very rich area, both in terms of San Francisco, also in terms of the southern suburbs there in the South Bay. It seems as though there's plenty of land available for people to park their cars. A lot of people could use this option. Ridership is at an all-time high. What's the problem? What is the subsidy that's needed here that the government is unable to provide?
Well, there's two problems. One is the money. Caltrain's set up by this. It's funded by a strange system where other transit agencies provide a lot of the funding. And so in this crunch where all the transit agencies are hurting, it's particularly hurting because these other agencies that are taking back some of that money. But the other part of it is that it's this old system. It's been described as a tiny streak of rust running down the peninsula. And it's just really been neglected over the years. So it needs to be updated from a diesel system to an electrical system, and finding the money to do that is going to be tough.
Does this argue for a more strategic federal role in upgrading the actual infrastructure and taking this out of a pooled system and turning it into, say, for instance, a quasi-government, you know, not-for-profit corporation?
Well, maybe so. That's one of the things on the table. There's a big push in the Bay Area right now to come up with a more sensible system for running all of the different, you know, we have 26 different transit agencies running at the same time. And so the question is, maybe we should be combining some of those. Maybe we should be funding them in different ways.
And the politics of mass transit really needs to be upgraded along with the actual technology and the infrastructure itself to make these systems work. They're from another era.
Absolutely. They need to be upgraded. The politics need to be upgraded, and the technology itself needs to be upgraded.
But until that happens, I think it's fair to say that they are facing very serious service cuts there in the South Bay and in the Bay Area. Nathaniel Johnson, transportation reporter for KALW, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
For more coverage of transportation issues by our national reporting team, you can go to transportationnation.org and find out what's going on all around the United States, both the good stories and the bad stories. And give us a report on what's happening in your town regarding infrastructure, mass transit. Are people cutting services? And how's that affecting your commute? Reach us at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you could post to thetakeaway.org.